Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Good morning. We are moments away, as you just heard, about all the drama. As Key said, would it be an NFL offseason if we weren't talking a little something about OBJ? But Key, in just a minute from now, we're going to talk to a guy that spent part of his legendary sports career, part of it in the NFL, part of it in Major League Baseball,
prime.
Now back in college football. Yeah, prime. He spent it locking up the best wide receivers in football. That old cliche about cutting the field in half. He personified it, and today he's 53, and he'll join us in moments, Key.
Prime was ridiculous. Oh. He was, like, if you had a chance to, obviously, Jay, you played against, like, people like Michael Jordan and some of the great NBA Hall of Fame type players. But when, you know, I had to play against Prime for the first time, we played the Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. And so I caught a pass in front of him, and I made a move to get behind him. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm gone. I'm like, Jay, I'm out. Man, I look up at the screen. You talk about being sucked up like a vacuum. He was like, shoom. I was like, I can't believe he just caught up to me that fast. Like, yeah. It didn't even – and I'm looking at the screen because I'm like, I know Prime is fast. And I'm like, I'm running scared as it is. You know, I'm like, oh, he going to catch me. Man, it took him about 2 seconds to catch up to me.
Fast ain't fast until you see it in person, man.
No doubt. Thing you got to remember about Prime, too, and there's so much social media now, so every time there's a deal done, people are going crazy over everything. Oh, my goodness, Tom Brady to the Bucs, and this and that, and all these trades, and Deshaun Watson's going to be leaving, J.J. Watt. You have to just think back, and Prime's going to join us here in 1 minute. You have to think back. When this guy left the San Francisco 49ers to go to the Dallas Cowboys, how big of a story that was. Can you only imagine what social media was like back then when a guy of that ilk went from that franchise to that franchise? I was a kid, remember watching it on ESPN. You know, back when, you know, it was like, oh, ESPN, it wasn't as big as it is now. It's like, Deion Sanders is going from this team. It was like a gigantic story.
Different type of swag brought to the NFL by him, for sure.
No doubt. Not to mention Major League Baseball and now college football, where he is looking to make a mark beyond wins and losses. We have our little vignette here.
There it is. Voice and sing. There have been prominent investments in historically black colleges and universities. McCore Maker, one of the top high school prospects in the country, committed to playing basketball at Howard, and Hall of Famer Deion Sanders became head football coach at Jackson State. Kyrie Irving of the Brooklyn Nets joined in as well, offering to pay tuition for 9 Lincoln University seniors.
That's legendary black sports writer Bill Roden, William C. Roden, taking us through some of the great accomplishments from Kyrie. And, of course, our next guest who joins us on the Goodyear Hotline. We've been just raving about this. We've been talking about this for the last 24 hours to be here and have Prime Time join us in the morning here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. As a fan, Prime, the first thing I think is you were probably never nervous standing in the box at a big-time MLB playoff game. Surely you were never nervous on the field playing in the NFL. But what was it like, even for a guy like you that's played on the biggest stages in sports, what was it like when you're standing on the sideline and for the first time at 53 put that headset on and said, I'm in charge of a college football program?
It was exciting. You got to understand, a couple guys on the staff has been with me through youth football in over the last 20 years. So our climb together, Kevin Mathis and Andre Hart, has been phenomenal. And walking over to Kevin Mathis, who also played in the NFL, and say, hey, man, we made it. It was unbelievable. And it was a tearful moment, but it was phenomenal to actually not reach your goal, but we in the car. Second of all, Keyshawn had the baddest pinstripe blue suit draft party ever. Let's get that straight. Ever. Still the coldest party ever thrown for the draft party. And Jay Will was nice. People forget how nice and cold Jay Will was with the handles. But every once in a while, you know, I follow him on the gram. He had to show him every once in a while what was what. And, you know, every once in a while he does his thing. But, man, I love you guys. I'm happy to be here, and I'm honored that you guys would have me, man. Thank you for the opportunity.
Always, Prime. You know that. You've always supported me in everything that I've ever done. When I come to you, you've always been there for me. So I'm certainly going to be there for you at Jackson State 100%. How was it, though, to get that – like, what did it feel like as a head coach to get that first win?
You was like, man, let's get this over with. You're like, hey, man, let's get this over with. Let's get this game. Let's kick this thing off. You know, you sitting up there, pregame speech. All right. You really want to say, hey, man, all right, huddle, break. Let's go. Let's go get this over with. And the anticipation of that first game was phenomenal. Our kids played their butts off, especially the defense. The coaches had a great game plan, executed it properly. And the guys were elated, man. They got out there in those brand new red uniforms. It was to pay homage to W.C. Gordon, the late W.C. Gordon, who established that red with D.I. Love. But it was phenomenal. Keyshawn, I can't. It does not compare to nothing accomplished on the field, baseball, football. It's a whole different love. It's a whole different respect. It's a whole different level, man, of satisfaction. It really is. Because these are our people, man. These are our people, man.
Yeah, for sure. Let me ask you this, though, because I can only imagine – all your years of being who you are, baseball player, Hall of Fame, football player, the best to ever do it, all these sort of things. And as athletes, we're not told no too many times. But what does it feel like as a head coach picking up that phone and kids saying, thanks, Mr. Sanders, but I'm going to wind. I'm going to do something different. I'm not going to, you know, I like Jackson State, but I'm going to go somewhere else. What does that feel?
Well, thank God I haven't felt that. I haven't really felt that yet. I mean, I'm not saying we did have the best class in HBCU history. We did have the number one class in FCS this year. So I really haven't felt that. The guys that we target and we go after, we shoot our shot. Now, one thing that HBCUs hadn't done in the past is really go after the five stars, the four star guys that the Power Fives are recruiting. We go after those guys because we want to give them that option. I was never recruited by HBCU, or things may have turned out differently. But we go after those guys, but really hearing that, no, I ain't going to do this. We have some great recruiters too, man. The guys that we put on, the guys that we know we want, they normally get the job done. So that's why we got a plethora of transfers, guys who opted out on the roster now. And you think the spring is wonderful. The fall, the guys that we have coming in the fall that's going to be eligible to play is unbelievable. And two of them happen to have the last name of Sanders. So I can't wait to see them play.
Big Brother Prime, man. You always disrupt the game if it's, you know, what you're doing with Barstool, that partnership, building out content while you're the head coach, if it's your style. How have you found the traditional football world handles the way you're doing your own way? You're creating your own lane.
That's a great question, Jay. Well, I'm trying to please God, man. I'm not trying to please man. Man ain't going to never be pleased. Woman ain't going to never be pleased. I please God every day I wake up, man. I'm not perfect, but I'm sure present. So I really go out there to try to please God. And you got to understand, when you provoke change, you're going to be disruptive. And everybody's not going to be happy because some like the old way. Not that it's great, but it's comfortable to them. But people got to understand, guys like us, we've been on the highest level. So, Keyshawn, when you walk in the locker room, you know how stuff's supposed to look. Yes. When you walk on the field, you know how things supposed to be, even in business as well. So you can't fool us. So don't play these games with us because we know how things are supposed to be. And that's not a challenge, but that's something you're up against oftentimes. But we're here to provoke change and be unapologetic about it.
Deshaun Watson's trying to provoke that same change. What do you think he'll get his exit from the Houston
Texans? Well, you got to understand, he just sat up there and watched James Harden go through this whole scenario, right? Mm-hmm. So how is he not going to emulate that? As a quarterback, that's kind of tough because you're the franchise guy. You're that guy. And for the franchise guy to get out of there, that's a lot. But J.J. Watt just fade away. You're like, hey, man, that's his franchise, and he's out. Although it was mutual, that's a tough one, man, as a quarterback. Because oftentimes the grass is not greener, not at any position, but quarterback, man. That's tough. But if anybody can do it, he can. Because that kid can flat out play.
Prime, let me ask you this, man, because I know who you are deep down. And a year or two from now, in Florida State wakes up and they say, you know what? We got it wrong. And they come and call in Prime. How difficult of a decision will that be to leave Jackson State to go home to Tallahassee?
Well, Florida State was one of the ones that I interviewed for last year. one of the big two. And Keyshawn, when I tell you, I knocked it out of the park. You got to understand, I'm getting ready to recruit at the crib in the state of Florida and presented them with a wonderful scenario, but God didn't see fit for me to have that. So I'm here and I'm happy and I'm elated. So I'm not even thinking about tomorrow, man. I'm trying to dominate.
No, I know where you're going. But you're going to have so much success. Yeah. I believe that. You're going to have a lot of success there.
Thank you.
Anybody that knows anything about hiring a real coach to turn a program around, they're going to want to come and get you, you know? And so that's why I asked that question.
That's a great question. It's a great question.
You still ain't gave me no answer. You look, cry. You still ain't gave me no answer.
I'm so comfortable and happy where I am. I just got to sleep in my own bed the last two nights, man. You know, I finally got in the crib. I've been in a hotel for a while trying to get the crib established, man. So I'm happy where I am. I really am. Got to be late, get to fish a little bit. Once the weather cooled down a little, warm up a little bit. But I'm happy. I am. I'm happy with everything about Jackson, Mississippi.
Hey, did you finally get your stuff back? Because I heard that the little sticky fingers, happened around.
That's crazy, man.
Around the area.
Yeah, but you know what? I can't indict a whole institution over two fools.
Yes,
I don't get down like that. It was very unfortunate, but that's such is life. But you know you can't keep walking away from everything too, and don't say nothing about the uncle who's doing wrong with about the kids. You got to say something sooner or later so we provoke change. You can't keep sweeping everything up under the carpet. But I'm happy, man. The people of Jackson State, the city of Jackson, Mississippi, have been wonderful to me. When I tell you, even the first incident, because the guy ain't know it was me. He wrote a wonderful letter when he returned my boombox. Wonderful letter. like he had graduated before. That's how authentic and profound the letter was. But this was another unfortunate incident. But, man, we straight. We are straight.
Got to mention on the way out the door, and I'm glad you mentioned him, because it sort of links the past and the present of Jackson State. You talked about the impact that W.C. Gordon had. Maybe one of the greatest coaches in Jackson State history. Was on the job for 15 years, was 119-48-5 back in the day where they had ties. And there are many people, including Key, that you are on your way to having the sort of career that he did in Jackson, Mississippi. Hey, last thing for you from me. How big can this program? You have not been shy. 4 stars, 5 stars. You're looking at everyone. If this thing maxes out, where do you see the program?
When we do that, we're going to be an option like any other Power Five. Mm. We just got to command the resources so we could be that option, because no one wants to leave the hood and go to the hood if the hood ain't good on the flip side of it. So we want to have the same equality when it comes to the training table, when it comes to the locker room, when it comes to the game surface, when it comes to the apparel, when it comes to all of that. I think it's second to none here. So we got that. But when it comes to the resources of the facilities, we just got to level that playing field so these guys don't have no if and but about it. Okay. I'm choosing Jackson State, but I'm going to make sure they have that option. And if you mess around and open that door, just crack that door, Keyshawn. Just crack that door, Jay, and let me in that living room. Mm-hmm. I promise you, I'm going to win.
I'm all
let me in the living room with Grandma if you want to. Let me in the living room with Mom if you want to. And what I'm going to do, when I got a dog out there in California that happens to play receiver, you know who I'm calling.
Oh, you ain't got to tell me.
I need you to close this for me, dog.
I got you.
That's what I'm saying. Jay Will, if I got a dog that's a two-sport guy that can play a little receiver, but he hoops as well. You know who I'm calling. I need you to close that fucking ass. So I'm calling on all my guys to help bring equality to this, and I'm not shy about it.
Yeah, I already ordered my Jackson State gear, so don't even worry. When you look on the show and you see me with a big Jackson State sweatshirt on, you already know what it is, Prime.
Hey, Sam, we got to make sure Keyshawn gets some stuff, man, and Jay Will, the whole crew. And Keyshawn, I'll tell you something. Now, I'm riding with you. When that bird came at that wonder dog, that thing looked like it was coming.
It did. Did it not?
I know. But see, that's what they don't understand, how you seen the field. See, you still see the field.
Even
you saw that thing, you was focused. Hey,
even though I was focused in on Greedy, I saw it.
You saw it. Let me tell you something. That was straight comedy, man. But you saw that thing.
He then slid away from it to the rest of the show. He slid over.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's always great to catch up with you. Always great.
Love
you
it, Prime.
Too, man. Keep on doing what you're doing, man. You guys are some wonderful guys, man. And when I heard you guys doing the show, I couldn't wait to get on, man. God bless you. Keep on doing your thing.
All right, I'll see you soon.
All right, brother.
Great stuff. As Dion said, you want a two-sport athlete. If you're looking at Jay, that was one of the greatest two-sport athletes you ever saw. And by the way, before we move on to the NBA, one sport that Dion didn't dominate but probably could have. Did you see if you were watching this morning, say the whole spread, like, you know, behind him and, you know, pumping up Jackson State. His all-time great quote was right behind Dion. It was blocking it. So I got to say it. And this is just the all-time swag of swag comments. If you go back and you're watching this morning on television, his all-time great line, if you look good,
you feel good.
You feel good.
Feel good, you play good.
And? Mm-hmm.
You get paid good.
Yes.
If you play good, baby.
You get paid.
Yes, you do.
Man, Prime was something else, boy.
Guys,
God.
A poet. It's an unbelievable poet.
They got one-liners for days, Keith.
Man,
Jay,
when I played against him the first time, I was with the Jets, and I believe it was like 98, and we're getting ready to play the Cowboys, and Prime go, you know, they asked him questions about me as a young receiver, blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah, young fella, he done had all the appetizers. Now he trying to come get the entree. I'm like, this dude.
But watch out, man. He handled it very diplomatically. But your Florida State, especially with the way they're going with Coach Norvell, and he's out there having success, and they don't want to see UCF be better than them. They don't want to see Florida and Miami. That's just a great point to keep in mind. And the leash is not very long at Florida State. If it doesn't work, they're going to be on the first call.
They really should have hired him, but I know we got to lay out.
Yeah, we got to go. He did interview for the job next year, but maybe next time around. We'll see. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, brought to you by Mako. Get a refresh with your refund during Mako's tax season event for expert paint and collision repair. Use their contactless services. It's as easy as booking, quoting, and fixing. Uh-oh, better get Mako. You can visit Mako.com today to schedule your free estimate. Terms and conditions apply, as we mentioned. Back to the NBA. LeBron's next MVP, whenever it comes, Jay's thinking it might be as close as this year, would actually be his first in 8 years, which is
crazy, criminal
as far as I'm concerned. Okay, Jay, so what's interesting is your NBA lens is looking at it through this perspective. We're looking at the Lakers and thinking injuries. We're looking at the Nets and thinking injuries, whether it's Durant or AD. You're looking at those injuries through the lens of how it might affect MVP teammates on those squads.
I am, and I'm telling everybody right now, mark it down. I don't know if today is February 23rd or whatever the date is, because it all goes together. James Harden has a legit shot to win this whole thing, to win MVP of this whole thing. It is his numbers with the way Kevin Durant has been out. Think about this, Key. He went from forcing his way out of Houston, gaining 30 pounds, honey buns.
Allegedly.
Do whatever he wanted to do to get his way out. Okay, forced his way out, gets to the Brooklyn Nets, and has been having an MVP-like season thus far with the Nets. KD's been hurt, which means that James Harden has to shine more. And here's what worries me about on the other side, is that I said LeBron James has a chance to run away with this MVP award, but also while you're doing this, when AD is out, you're playing LeBron James at these crazy minutes. I mean, he played 43 minutes last night. Now, I know we always say that LeBron James is superhuman and that he's a machine and there's no signs of him wearing down, which only makes it more incredible if he's able to sustain this type of pace, which I wouldn't advise them to do as a franchise after the All-Star break. I think you have to think more long-term with LeBron. But it makes you start to think, wow, okay, KD's out, James Harden trending up, LeBron James with AD out. But do you want to scale back his minutes just a little bit to make sure that LeBron James is ready when it gets chance, when AD does come back, so they can hit full steam at the right time in order for them to win their second NBA championship back-to-back for LeBron James? That's a major legitimate question you have to ask yourself if you're Rob Pelinka or Frank Vogel.
Well, I think you take your cue from the player, though, Jay. And if LeBron feels like he could still go at a 36-minute type pace, then you allow him to do it. He's there for his teammates, like he said. He's not there to worry about load management. He's there to continue to get those guys better, continue to keep pushing. And everybody understands that not having Schroeder in and not having AD there with them, things are going to be a little more difficult. In terms of James Harden, I mean, all he was doing was playing possum. I mean, we joked around and said 30 pounds, allegedly, whatever it looked like, right, in that uniform. It looked like he had a lot of chicken and honey buns and lemon peppers, extra crispy, all flats. It looked like that. He switched the uniforms the next day. It looked like he took off a fat man suit. And he's been cooking ever since. But that's who he's a professional. And when you get professional players like that that's been consistent throughout their career, he could turn on a switch and go back to the norm with no problem at all.
I'm just saying, and LeBron said last night, Zubin, he doesn't believe he needs more rest. But this is where it becomes extremely interesting for Frank Vogel, right? At this stage of LeBron James' career, he's never going to not say no. He's going to want to play every game. And, Key, you and I have talked about this. Sometimes you need that coach to say, hey, I need to help you get out of your own way if it's not in the best long-term interest of where we need to be. Granted, you're going to take LeBron James' cue to a certain point, Key, to a certain point where he's like, look, I need you to save a lot of that gas that you're exerting right now for the long run, which is down the stretch, because that's when you need it the most.
You and I may feel that way at times, but LeBron's best basketball comes in the end and in the playoffs. So even though he's playing all these minutes, his best stuff is always later, no matter how many minutes he's playing. So we may look at it, or you may look at it and say, well, he needs to save some gas. No, he does. He got a couple tanks. He's good to go. And that's the way he feels.
All right.
We'll see. Remember, leading scorers 2 and 3, Davis and Schroeder out. Big test for the Lakers tomorrow night. They'll be at Utah as part of an ESPN doubleheader that'll tip at 10 Eastern. And on the front end, it'll be the Warriors. Steph Curry's playing some outstanding basketball at this point. They'll be in Indiana. That's tomorrow night on ESPN. When you gift a year of ESPN Plus, you're giving thousands of live events, exclusive originals, the full 30 for 30 library, and more. Surprise the sports fan in your life with a year of ESPN Plus. Visit ESPNplus.com/giftayear for more details. As always, we're presented by Progressive Insurance and all of our guests on the Goodyear Hotline. And our next guest is a former NFL head coach. He'll opine on exactly what's going on with the QB carousel because he had a little QB controversy when he was coaching. Who's that? We'll tell you next. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Ingles, guarded by Biombo, jabs with his left foot, now drives, help comes, cross court to Donovan for the franchise record, got it. 27 threes tonight for the Utah Jazz.
They'd actually add one more to make it 28. More on that in just a second. Jazz over the Hornets, 132-110. They're 25-6. It's the best record in the NBA. They've been bombing away from deep tomorrow night. I know it's a little shorthanded because the Lakers won't have AD, but it's the Lakers and the Jazz possible Western Conference Finals preview. ESPN, 10 p.m. Eastern, is part of a doubleheader with the Warriors and the Pacers up first. The Jazz, 28 three-pointers last night, the second most in NBA history. Check this out. The top four performances by a team in terms of three-pointers made have all happened this season. Stats Incredible brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life, college basketball, Duke over Syracuse, 85-71. They are...
Yeah!
Jay's fired up. They're 6-0 without Jalen Johnson. This coming after Jim Boeheim doubled down on his comments on how they'd be better off without Jalen Johnson. You got to think the Blue Devils, Jay, exacting the little measure of revenge on Boeheim in the orange, thinking about their old teammate, huh? And exactly. Black, yep, and Black History Always 2020 brought attention to it in football and basketball at the collegiate level, historically Black colleges and universities. Let's start with Hoops Makur Maker, the first player in the recruiting era to go to an HBCU, played at Howard. Deion Sanders, who joined us earlier this morning, the head coach at Jackson State, off to a great start there in Jackson, Mississippi. If you miss Deion, you can catch him on Hour 4 of the podcast, which will be available as soon as we are done, coming up at the top of the hour. SportsCenter brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Spend your tax return wisely. With Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for $199. Plus, get the $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Tune out the nonsense. Tune in to Straight Talk. Just want to mention this morning's poll question. We'll take your calls on it in about 14 minutes or so. Who is the most misunderstood person in sports? And we're opening up the gamut. We've gotten Dennis Rodman, Richard Sherman, Colin Kaepernick, Patrick Reed, Marshawn Lynch. As Key has said, some of these people aren't misunderstood, but that term is in the eye of the beholder and how you see people. We want to make sure you get your word in. Why are we asking you this? Cam Newton came out yesterday and said, Bill Belichick, one of the most misunderstood dudes you'll ever see. That public persona of the clip dancers at the press conferences, all that stuff, that's not really Bill Belichick. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll take your calls coming up in just about 13 minutes from now. Key J and Z on Twitter. It's a pleasure to be welcomed on the Goodyear Hotline by Jay Gruden. Of course, you know him as the former head coach of the Washington football team, and he's with us this morning on a very important day here in the NFL as tag day has begun.
What's happening, Jay?
How we doing, Keyshawn?
Man, I'm good. I'm chilling. I'm trying to figure out what you've been up to since the Jacksonville Jaguar thing went in another direction. What have you been up to this offseason?
Well, I'm going to try to work on my golf game a little bit, trying to make some 3-foot putts for once. Just trying to stay involved in the game any way I can and just stay active, really.
Yeah, when you out there now looking at these quarterbacks moving around all over the place, you see Jared Goff go from the Rams to Detroit. Carson Wentz goes from the Eagles to the Colts, and Matthew Stafford goes to the Rams. What do you make of all these quarterback carousels that's getting ready to take place?
Well, I think the one thing you have to do as an organization is you have to understand that position you have to fix. You know, if you don't think you're good enough at that position, you have to do everything in your power to get good enough at that position. Otherwise, you have no chance. The quarterback play has to be a high level for you to advance in the playoffs and win Super Bowls, and that's been proven over the years.
Jay, let me ask you this, though. Why is it that we seem to think that you got to now hit the reset button on quarterbacks after a couple years when 2 years ago, for instance, the New York Jets made a decision on Sam Darnold. 4 years ago, Mitch Trubisky in Chicago. Just some of the moves that's been made. But now it's like, oh, my God, I got to get rid of this guy because I'm going to lose my job if I don't. Opposed to somebody, in my opinion, coaches should fix the problem opposed to trying to run from it to get another one.
Well, there is truth to that. You know, I think it depends on the individual player. You know, some players, it's going to take some time for them to develop, and you have to be patient. Unfortunately, coaches don't have a lot of time to be patient. They have to win or else they get fired. Every year, there's 6 or 7 new head coaches in the NFL because they don't produce. And a lot of that has to do with the offensive play, the quarterback play, or what have you. To weather the storm with a young quarterback, and hopefully he gets better and better and better as he gets older and more mature, sometimes coaches don't have that time, unfortunately. So every day in practice, you have to evaluate the kid. Every day in meetings, you see what he does on game day. Is he improving? Is he a guy you think you can rally your team around and draft around that player to make him a great player? Or do you have to hit the reset button and go a different direction? And that is the biggest decision franchises have to make year in and year out.
You've had so much experience working with young quarterbacks and veteran quarterbacks. What will it take for Wentz to kind of turn around this momentum that he had with the Eagles to now working with the Indianapolis Colts and Frank Reich?
Well, I think, in my opinion, when Carson first came in, he was healthy. He was a great quarterback. And I think something happened with the injury, his back. I don't know, but he looked like a different quarterback this past year. I think he has to get his health right, number one. He missed some throws that I never saw him miss his first couple years as a player, as a quarterback for the Eagles. And I don't know if he was just uncomfortable with his back, his arm, or what have you. But I think, number one, he has to get himself in physically good shape. And if he can do that and get the confidence back and his accuracy, he's got a chance to be one of the top quarterbacks. He's big. He's strong. He's physical. He can buy time in the pocket. He can extend plays. So I think the sky's the limit for Carson. But health, he has to get back to being 100%. I don't know if that's possible or not.
Jay, speaking of health, Alex Smith, to watching the football coach when that devastating injury happened. What was it like for you to see him return this year to the level he was able to return to?
It's an amazing story, and it's well documented. I think anybody who's ever been around Alex understands what type of guy, what type of leader he is, and nobody wants anything bad to happen to Alex. I mean, he's such a great kid and a great leader. And when he went down, not only was it almost tragic for what happened to his leg and his life, but it was also devastating to our football team. You know, the next week we lost Colt McCoy. He was out for the year. Now you're down to your third quarterback. We had a game and a half lead in the division, and we were rolling pretty good on offense and defense. When he goes down, it's like somebody ripping your heart from your team. And unfortunately, we couldn't recover. But I'm so glad to see him recover. He's a heck of a human being. He's a heck of a leader, heck of a teammate. And I'd like to think of him as a good friend as well.
Jay Gruden's joining us this morning here on the Goodyear Hotline on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Coach, obviously, people know you from your time with the Washington football team, and you recently told the Washington Post about a great story with regard to wide receiver Pierre Garçon not running a route that was called when you were in Washington that led quarterback Kirk Cousins at the time to be completely bewildered, take a knee, and essentially just end the half instead of taking one more shot. I wonder, did Key ever try to pull anything like that when you guys were together?
No. Key would complain about not getting the ball, that's for sure. However, he would always run the route. And Pierre, let me get this straight about Pierre. Pierre was a great player for me. He played his tail off. He just had something in his mind where he hated the back shoulder fade, and he didn't want to run that play. He was ticked. He just wanted to kick the field goal, get into halftime. However, we had no timeouts left, and Kirk was forced to take a knee on that play. So it was just a moment of it's hard to explain. It was a tough halftime to deal with all those guys, but we ended up dealing with it and coming back. Pierre had a touchdown late in the game, and like always, he finished like a pro. But that one play was, man, that was crazy.
Well, it would have
been. CJ, Key always tells us that all these narratives about him saying he wanted the ball were built in by the media. They weren't the real truth, you know?
Well, look, Jay, both Jays.
He wrote a book. He wrote a book. Give me the damn ball.
Hey, at the end of the day, they don't pay you the type of money that they pay me and give up the capital to get me for me to stand there and be a cardboard cutout. I mean, obviously, they should have been getting me the football. They know that.
That's true.
Right? I mean, that's the reality of it.
That's true. We named plays for you. We had 70 true Trojans for you. We named plays after you to get you the ball.
Hey, look.
I mean, we couldn't throw you the ball. That was up to Brad.
Hey, as I tell people all the time, Jay, I never had a problem with Jay Gruden. It was always his brother that I had a problem with. And speaking of your brother, what's up with the quarterback? And I know you probably don't want to touch on it, but I got to do this. What's the situation with him in the quarterbacks in Oakland? You got Mariota there. You got Carr. A lot of rumors about those guys could potentially, Las Vegas, those guys could potentially be moving around. What's the story there?
Well, the only thing I know is John has never spoken a poor word about Derek Carr that I've known John. I've known John forever. He loves Derek Carr. What they did this year on offense I thought was outstanding. Every time we had a carryover game, I would always watch Oakland and see, or the Vegas team, and see what they were doing on offense. And I thought Derek played at a high level. I mean, he's getting the ball to his tight end. He's getting the ball to his wideouts. He's buying time. He's accurate. He's great on third down. He's great in the red zone. So I don't know where this narrative came from that John doesn't like Derek or they're trying to get rid of Derek. You know, I have no idea. John's never spoken any negative words about Derek. He loves Derek and what they're able to do pre-snap at the line of scrimmage, post-snap. I think he's a very smart player. And I think that offense can continue to grow if they keep Derek around. But, you know, it is pro football and moves are made. Like, you never thought Detroit getting Matthew Stafford or the Rams getting rid of Jared Goff. You know, things happen and people move on from one another. But I know he loves Derek, that's for sure.
Hey, Jay, do you want to coach or you want to stay in this broadcasting? Because I got advice for you in terms of coaching if you want to hear it.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, give it to me. I'm always up for advice, Keyshawn, especially from players. Just kidding. Me and you have gotten
we got along really well in Tampa. You was always there, you know, kind of making sure that I didn't jump on your brother, consoling me, making sure those things. What I would say is go coach in college football, because the NFL, they're delusional sometimes with coaches. College football, you go to a ticky-tack bowl game, they give you a lifetime extension. Go coach in college football. Much better for your sanity.
Would you ever think about college?
I'd have to get an offer first. My phone isn't ringing. I thought my phone was broken for the last 8 months.
You know, you got to sit. You got to go sit in the corner for a year or two now. You know how this goes. You got to go, you know, sit down, take a job in broadcasting.
I don't like to sit in a corner. Nobody puts baby in a corner. I can't sit in a corner. You know, I got to be active somehow.
And, Jay, I got to tell you, if broadcasting's in your future, this is a pretty, pretty good start for you. Love the honest humor, the comments, willing to go inside, take us inside, players. It's all great stuff, and that's what all of us fans want. So if this is the path you take, look forward to having you back on soon. Thank you, Jay.
Thanks, Jay.
I appreciate you guys having me. Have a good day.
For sure.
You too. Only people that have called in the last 8 months are us. I didn't realize that.
But
Jay, we're the only people that have called him in the last 8 months.
But in all honesty, two different sides. Jay is cool, 100%. Mm-hmm. Like Jay, he played and he coached. He played in arena football. He coached. He was coaching and playing at the same time. He kind of gets it, you know? And so, you know, it didn't work out in Washington for him or in Jacksonville. He was a really good offensive coordinator in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I think, in all honesty, though, I think college for him, because he can go into a room and sell, much like we said, Deion can get players to want to play for him.
Yeah.
And I think he'll do a good job. Everybody chases the NFL dream because it's at the top.
Sure.
But when you get to college, some of them dudes, think about college guys, Jay, them dudes when go to the Copper Bowl, 10-year extension. Or threat to go to another college and they give you an extension.
Right.
No, I'm thinking about going to coach at this school.
And you could always say,
all those things about Jay as opposed to John? Is John not what Jay is?
Well, you heard me talk to Jay about John, so I don't have no problem with it. John is cool, but John know who he is. Ain't no love lost. We cool, but I mess with Jay more than I do John.
Gotcha. Understood. All champions on that Super Bowl championship team in Tampa. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, brought to you by Capital One. With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts and an app that lets you bank anytime, anywhere, choosing Capital One is like...
Can't wait to get my green eyes.
Easiest decision in the history of decisions. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Capital One, NA, member FDIC. We're breaking the mold. When we return, is it impossible for your favorite Major League Baseball team to make the playoffs this year? Impossible. Apparently, the answer is yes. We'll explain next. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
I couldn't let this one slide. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All of our guests on the Goodyear Hotline. If you missed anybody today, including Deion Sanders, you can check it out on the podcast. Okay, so Key, you're a hardcore Dodger fan. Jay's a Yankee fan. So there's a website, very well-respected website. It's called FanGraphs. If you're a baseball nerd, a seam head, whatever they call it, you're well acquainted with this website. It's got great analytics, great numbers, and you know how much baseball loves the numbers. And by the way, speaking of the numbers, 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776, most misunderstood athlete in sports. That's the poll question today. Get on in. We'll be with you here for another 6 or 7 minutes. Okay. The Baltimore Orioles have really struggled over the last few years. It used to be such a proud, amazing, great franchise. The franchise of Ripken, Peter Angelos, spending money trying to win. In 2018, they had 47 wins. In 2019, they had 54 wins. And last year, obviously 60-game season, they went 25-35. They're trying to turn it around. Key, if you were to put a percentage chance, knowing that this isn't a great squad, percentage chance, according to FanGraphs, that they could win the division, not win the World Series, not anything major, the percent chance that the Baltimore Orioles can at least win the American League East?
I would put a 60% chance.
How much?
60.
60. Jay, what do you think?
Around there.
0.0%. I just wanted to ask you as athletes, how can you disrespect somebody? We haven't played a game. They are telling you there is literally no chance that you can win the division. They're at 0.0. How can you do that? We haven't played a game. As an athlete, if someone said, Key, you got a 0.0 chance to do anything with the Jets.
I wouldn't even pay that no attention.
0.0?
I wouldn't pay that no attention. I was 1-15 with the Jets.
You got your one win. That wasn't a zero.
But I get it. Yeah. It was a bad year, though. But I don't – no, you don't pay that any attention. Think about – in baseball, think about what the Florida Marlins and Derek Jeter did.
Yeah.
He completely dismantled the team, and people said that they would – it's over, all that. They were in the playoffs.
Made the playoffs.
So, you know.
First time, you have to understand the way a lot of athletes are built, though.
Yeah, tell us.
A lot of guys – you know, look, Key and I were laughing about this the other day. Key was like, you know, I just found myself during the break scrolling through social media, and there's a tendency naturally to gravitate towards the things that are negative about you. Like, we rarely pay attention to the people who, you know, are sitting there applauding us, right? You pay attention to the negative because that's what drives you each and every day. So, you know, for them, for the Orioles, like, okay, great. You're doing them a favor. That's bulletin board material. Like, that's exactly – those are the things that they pay attention to motivate them to get through the season.
Yeah, zero chance. I mean, you don't – you know, it's like –
it seems so insulting, and it's possible they could have a good season. It's not impossible. Like, they're saying it's impossible.
But like Jay says, when you look through our social media on KJZ, because that's really, you know, sitting through here scrolling through it to get laughs, to keep me hype and having fun, you see some of the comments, but then you also click on to some of the comments and the pictures and some of those people in the states that they're from, mm-hmm. and then you say to yourself, oh, I get it. I understand why you act the way you act or say the things that you say based on everything that it entails, who you are, what you look like, uh-huh. the state you from, and what you're saying, and who you roll with. I get it. And you just use that as laughter. You know, think about it. With two blacks and an Indian doing a radio show nationally, so much different, like that young man said that called, so much different. But you just take that and you go, we ain't going nowhere. You keep complaining about our show, but you keep listening. You keep complaining about the Baltimore Orioles, but you paying attention. Mm-hmm. That's the way you look at it.
That young man, by the way, was Lee in Michigan.
And yeah, Lee in Michigan.
Quite a conversation with Key.
I missed the call. I missed it.
You can download hour three of the podcast if you want.
Yeah, Lee was cool. He just wanted to kind of advise us on some of the things that we do in the show. I talk over people. I'm supposed to just sit here and go, Zubin, you go. Well. Jay, you go. I'll go next. No, that's not the way radio goes. You banter. That's part of it. That's, well, you know. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, he also said that you sound like you're breathing in the mic.
Yeah, it's my hot lob mic that I've had on here. I have been caught breathing. That's what the boss is saying.
Though.
Stop breathing in the mic. I'm like, how am I not supposed to breathe? I don't understand.
Hold your nose. Close your mouth. Hold your nose, and then stop breathing. I guess that's what they
want. We fixed Jay's issue, Key. Now we just got to get you to stop talking over people.
Go and have a show without me.
See, this is what we don't need. We don't need angry Key.
I thought you had guys that made up
fun,
already
happy
this morning.
Key. Yeah.
Much better show now. Go ahead.
Be careful. Why do you have?
I got to take this to the finish because Key is done. Mike Greenberg is next on many of these ESPN radio stations, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.